It's 6:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Morneau with KRWG News. New Mexico health officials on Wednesday reported 229 new COVID-19 cases in the state, including 44 in Doñana County. Officials reported 9 new deaths related to the coronavirus, which included 3 people in Doñana County. Those 3 deaths include a woman in her 60s, another woman in her 70s with underlying conditions, as well as a man in his 80s. All were hospitalized. Overall, there have been 667 COVID-19-related deaths in New Mexico. State finance officials in New Mexico say they are accepting applications for low-interest loans that are designed to help small businesses survive the financial stress of the coronavirus pandemic. On Wednesday, Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham said that the Business Recovery Loan Program is the cornerstone of the state's response to the economic crisis. Legislation was approved in June to set aside up to $400 million in state trust funds for loans to individual businesses of up to $75,000 each. A year ago, we met Erica and Genesis Contreras, a mother and daughter who were inside the Cielo Vista Walmart in El Paso when a gunman opened fire. 23 people were killed in what police say was a targeted attack on Mexicans. Several dozen more were injured. KERA's Mallory Falk checked in with the family to see how they're doing a year after the attack.
This time last year, then 7-year-old Genesis Contreras was busy showing off her new school supplies.
I have this bag that I put all my pencils in. What is this called, Mom? My pencil bag. Nice sheets of paper, folders.
This year, back to school's been delayed, and it's going to look very different. Because of the pandemic, Erica's chosen for her daughter to take virtual classes, one option offered by the district.
What I do like about virtual school is that I don't have to wear my shoes, and I get to be all comfortable and comfortable clothes.
Instead of her uniform.
And I get to wear chapstick, but what I am going to miss about school is my science class, my dance class, the computer lab, and the library.
Genesis is a pretty bubbly 8-year-old. Erica's grateful that what she went through last August didn't fundamentally change her personality.
During the day, she's her bouncy little self, but there's days when she says she doesn't know why she feels sad and she wants to start crying and she gets really emotional and so we're still working on all that.
That Saturday morning in August, Erica and Genesis went to pick up groceries at their go-to Walmart. They wanted to make a special weekend breakfast. Erica's mom and sister were also headed to the store to pay some bills, so it turned into a family trip. Even though the whole family made it out physically unharmed, the trauma of that day still lingers. Genesis has slept in Erica's bed ever since the shooting.
She always dreads the time when we're going to go to sleep. Like, she'd be like, I don't want to go to sleep. And she gets really moody and she starts talking about hug me because I'm scared.
Genesis is in therapy and trying different techniques to help her sleep, like listening to calming music before bed. Erica says the resiliency center that was set up after the attack has been especially helpful for her family. She has a case manager who regularly checks in and drops off care packages. And she's trying to model resiliency for her family. The day the Walmart reopened, Erica was one of the first ones through the door.
I wanted to face it because I said, I'm not going to live in fear.
It's not just Genesis she's concerned about. For a while, Erica's mom stayed shut inside, afraid to leave the house.
She, you know, had her moments when she was breaking down and didn't want to go nowhere. But I told her, Mom, that's not a way to live.
Then coronavirus happened and led to this weird, contradictory shift. For months, she and her sister had been practically dragging their mom out of her house. Now they had to reverse course.
Now that it's the COVID, now she wants to be going out. And she's like, first you get mad at me because I don't go out and now because I want to go out.
Despite the pandemic, the family had been making steady progress. Erica says most days she was doing pretty well. But as the one-year mark approached, that started to change.
I've been dealing with a lot of anxiety and, you know, not being able to sleep properly again. And it's just something you just don't want to remember anymore.
Lately, she's been avoiding the Walmart she was so determined to revisit after the attack. She wants to focus on moving forward and not letting this event define her family.
What he did doesn't change who we are. We're still going to continue fighting. We're still going to continue living our life. We're still going to be happy.
And not let August 3rd be a reason to close themselves off from the world. I'm Mallory Falk in El Paso.